88.9 Broadwood FM. Now, I think we've got Emma Dykes on the line. Hello, Emma.
Hello, how are you?
I am fantastic, and we have. How are things in Port Macquarie?
Really good, actually. Sun's out today. It's a nice day.
Oh.
It's going well up here.
So, are you a surfy type?
Oh, I love the beach, but I haven't surfed since I was at school. I did for a little bit there, but...
yeah, fair enough.
I was more of a water skier, to be honest.
Yeah, righto. Okay. So where did you water ski?
In the river here. I grew up in Boroughton, so just south of Port Macquarie.
Yep.
Did a lot of water skiing there, and out at Copeton Dam in Inverell.
Oh, yes.
That was our family holiday every summer.
Oh, was it now?
Yeah.
Bloody hell. Well, I spent about 8 years of my misspent radio career at 2NZ at Inverell.
Oh, wow. Oh, there you go.
It's a small world.
It is.
Now, let's talk about you. This is all about you, Emma. how long have you been doing this music thing?
Well, I mean, I did music, I guess, all along while I was at school.
Yeah.
I did, but really no one ever heard me. I was way too shy to get up in front of anyone and sing. But I did do, you know, I used to play piano and sing along to that. And eventually a teacher overheard me practicing piano and singing along, and they said to me, you know, you should sing for your assessments. And then I started to kind of explore that a little bit. And I didn't actually get into music seriously until 2016, really. I did the Academy of Country Music.
Right.
And I'd been doing nursing for sort of the previous 10 years,
yep.
traveling around with that, and I really hadn't done much music at all, other than around the campfire at barbecues and
yep.
those kind of fun things.
Yeah.
And and so the Academy sort of started everything off for me in 2016. That's where I learned a lot about, you know, being an artist and
yep.
putting music out and the music business itself. And the 12 months after that, I recorded my debut album, Pay It Forward. So that was kind of the start of the journey for me, I guess. Pay It Forward. I sort of thought at the time, you know, my mum and my nan might listen to it, and
yep.
it's something I can show my kids
out
one day. And,
yeah.
and it just went really well, which was a really nice surprise. And it started this really cool journey.
Yeah. So what moved you to the country music genre?
I grew up with country music, actually, which yep. I think I was probably the only person in Laurieton that knew much about country music at the time. I certainly was the only person at my school that
yeah.
did. And, but my mum used to play a lot of the Australian country artists. So I grew up with, like, Gina Jeffries and Becky Cole and
yep.
Trey Cassidaley, all those guys. So that's really all I knew for the whole of primary school anyway. And then I sort of broadened horizons a bit, and my playlist kind of had bit of everything in it, but I was definitely sort of the first music I knew.
Yeah, sure. So who are your influences, do you think?
I've thought about this so much lately, and
yeah.
there's so many. I don't know. I guess those guys I just mentioned, I remember singing a lot to them as I was a kid. And Wendy Matthews is another big one that Mum used to listen to a lot.
Yep.
I was lucky enough to support Wendy a few times over the last few years, so that was a pretty big buzz to kind of go, oh, my God, I've sang your songs the whole time I've been singing.
Yeah.
So to jump up on stage and open for her was pretty cool. So she is another one. And I was only talking on an interview the other day about when I mentioned earlier that I was too scared to sing for most of my childhood.
Yep.
I did singing lessons for a whole 12 months, and my singing teacher never heard me sing a note. I was just way too shy. And Delta Goodrum, when I heard her initially when she released Born to Try, and heard
song.
Her vocal ability,
her
piano playing and vocal ability just blew me away. And I remember sitting, I decided to start with a new singing teacher, fresh start, and I was like, I have to make myself sing now. And I remember sitting there thinking, you know, Delta would have done this. She sings, you know, like... So that was another big influence, probably. That's where I finally got the courage to sing at singing lessons. I was doing really well.
Yeah, cool. Now look, it's not an easy journey, is it? Getting into this music thing, particularly if you're a little bit shy, Emma. I guess. How did you break down that fear?
Both
feet first.
But yeah, exactly. Just jump right in.
Yeah.
I don't know that I ever really did, to be honest. I probably just learnt to work with it a little
bit
better.
Yeah.
And I still get crazy nervous every gig I do, but I think I just learnt to take that as part of it and take a few deep breaths and go for it.
Yeah, right. Now, look, you've had some success in songwriting competitions in the United States of America, the UK and Australia. And as you mentioned, you've supported Wendy Matthews and the Mighty Bushwhackers. My goodness me, you're in good company there.
Yeah, that was, they were a lot of fun, the Bushwhackers. When I did the academy, Rog was a big part of that, and Dobe as well, so I got to know those guys a little bit, and yeah, it was really nice. And actually, on the new album, I've got a co-write there that I did with Roger.
Nice.
So that was really, really cool to sit down and make music with Roger. That was good.
Yeah. So what would you say to somebody who's maybe thinking about a career in music of any genre? Right? Well, let's make it country music, because that's what we're talking about. So, what would you say? It's not an easy path, is it? It's something you've really got to get yourself well and truly focused on.
Yeah, it's definitely not an easy path, but I think finding someone who... I found the hardest part is finding out what you don't know.
Yeah.
It was just... There's no sort of, book written about how to do the music industry or anything. There's so many parts to it. And so I guess finding someone who is able to kind of mentor a little bit through that and say, hey, this is how you should do this next thing, or this is how you release a song or something like that. And I would say the Academy of Country Music, even for people, there's been a lot of people even in the year I went through that weren't necessarily country. Like they might do bits and pieces of country, but they also had a lot of passion in other genres as well. Yep, but it is a great start. Like it is where I learned everything about it, and it really, I didn't know before that you could be an independent artist and you could put music out and you could do all that sort of thing. So it's definitely something I'd say it's worth applying for and having a go at that. Whether or not you're hugely country or not, it doesn't really matter. It was a great experience.
Yeah, I would say the Australian Academy of Country Music in Tamworth is probably just about the best thing to happen to country music, do you think? I mean, it's just generated so much new talent, and Rog Corbett and all those, as you said, they just do mighty work.
Yes, that's exactly right. And it was such an amazing feeling coming into that. And like I said, like I was totally new and a complete baby at the whole music side of things when I came into there. Like a lot of the people that did the academy that year had done their junior academy, or they'd already met some of these people, but I turned up there and I was just completely starstruck by the people that I was working with to start with. And then like to spend your 2 weeks leading into the festival, and then you take part in the opening ceremony of the festival, and it was amazing. So I think you're right, like the graduation concert at the end of the 2 weeks of academy is huge. Everyone gets behind that. All of the industry get behind it. So it really does, it gives you some great contacts. You meet some amazing people, and they are really supportive. It's a really nice part of the country industry, I think, is there's a lot of people who are happy to support.
Yeah, it's one big happy family, Emma, isn't it? Really?
It is, yeah. I think we're especially lucky. Like when you look at some of the other genres and how difficult that is to be a part of and feel a part of, I think we're very lucky.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, now, let's get on to your new music, because this is very exciting. The Riddle of Life is your second studio album, and tell us about that. I believe you've crossed paths with our mate Drew McAllister once or twice.
I have, yeah. So Drew and I wrote the title track of my first album, Pay It Forward, together, and that was... Drew was amazing to agree that at the time... I was talking to Simon Johnson, who produced the album, and this was well before Academy. It was actually Simon who told me about Academy. I didn't even know that it existed before then. But I'd only written one song before that, and I said to Simon, how do you go about co-writing with someone or learning to write a song? How do you learn to write a song? He's like, I'll set you up with someone. And it was Drew. So Drew's, I got the email, and I'm like, Drew McAllister. I'm like, I feel like I know that name. And then I was, obviously the penny dropped and it clicked. And I was like, oh, my God. So I headed down and wrote with Drew. And it was amazing. And so he agreed to write with me again for this new album. And we wrote my current single, All I'm Gonna Get, together.
Fantastic, which we're going to play shortly. So are you planning to get out and do a bit of touring? And I know you're working at a couple of venues on the North Coast. What about spreading your wings, Emma?
Yes, we are definitely doing that. It's going to be a little delayed this year because we're having a baby in May.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, so, priority.
Oh, the things we do.
I know. Just to throw another little thing in the mix there. So Bub's coming in May. So we're going to tour the album and heading down your way, definitely. We've got family down that way, so we'll be heading down south, and but it will be a little bit later in the year. We haven't locked anything in yet until we see how we're adjusting to this whole new parenthood thing.
Yeah, being a mum.
Yep, exactly.
Excellent. You better talk to Amber. She's in that boat these days, and I think the McClymonts, I think all three girls have got families now.
Yeah, they do. There's quite a few girls getting around with the babies on their backs. I have had a bit of a chat to Amber, actually.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So maybe you need to stop drinking the water. Is that what's doing it?
It must be something like that. I don't know. Maybe it's something in the music.
Maybe something in the music. All right, well, look, so the album's out, and how do we get hold of it?
The album came out on Monday, and it's available through my website, emmadykes.com, so the physical copy, signed copy through there. It's on all of the online streaming platforms as well, so iTunes, Spotify, all those places. And as of the 6th of March, you'll be able to order it through Senity and JB Hi-Fi and those kind of stores as well. Yeah, so that's very exciting. I've not had that happen before, so that's a big step.
Yeah, it's sure moving very quickly for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it has been, which is really amazing. It feels like one of those things that kind of when things are meant to happen, they do. So
I have to ask the question, when the hell did you have time to have a baby?
Oh, no,
don't
somewhere
answer
between
that.
Nashville and...
Don't answer that. On the grounds, it might incriminate you. No. Yeah. All right, Emma, look, we wish you luck. I'm about to play the single and off the album, and look... we look forward to catching up with you when you get down to the South Coast, and maybe we might catch up in Maria one day soon.
Yeah, no, that'll be really nice. I'm looking forward to it.
Fabulous. Nice to talk to you, Emma, and good luck with the impending arrival, and good luck with the new album.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. There goes Emma Dykes, everyone.